Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm looking at The Athletic, and Kelly Eco did a piece talking about the window that the Rockets have now created with the Russell Westbrook trade. Basketball's almost here. I don't know if
That's
you knew
right.
that.
I read that article by Kelly Eco, and the main takeaway was that all of a sudden now this window is a little bit longer than obviously it was with Chris Paul.
And it's long. Well, yes, it's lengthened because Russell Westbrook is younger than Chris Paul. Plus, they've managed to
they don't have
extensions.
Anybody. Everybody's under contract.
Everybody.
Eric Gordon's under contract.
For multiple years.
Nene's going to be 49 years old playing
right,
for the Rockets someday.
Right, right.
Nene's going to be on a every fourth game schedule.
Yes. In the other three games, he's going to walk to the bench with a walker.
He's going to be the 15th guy on the Rockets until 2043.
Which I'm cool with. I like his vibe. You mentioned it. Eric Gordon got an extension this offseason. James Harden and Russell Westbrook are under contract for the next 4 years at least. Clint Capella is under contract for 4 more years. PJ Tucker, they expect to do something with here at some point. Even Daniel House got a 3-year deal.
Yeah. Was it in the Athletic article or was it in the Sam Amick article? I guess those are both Athletic. It was either Sam Amick or Kelly Eco where Tillman Fertitta talked about how the relationship between Russell Westbrook and Harden's going to be better because it's not like it's one guy acting like he's the mentor to
that
the
was,
other.
That was Amick. Amick did an interview, that same book tour that we got the interview with Fertitta last week. Sam Amick got the same PR email that we did about scheduling the interview, and he scheduled it, and then it would appear that interview didn't ask him any questions about the book.
Well, he's smarter than us. That's all. You don't have to let these celebrities come on and just wag the dog for you.
I guess. So, yeah, no, but that was the
The nice thing about a writer is he probably talked to Tillman Fertitta about the book for 20 minutes, but you don't have to put any of it in the article.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but that's what they're selling you now, too, which is, hey, sure, everybody's expecting this to be fireworks in a bad way, but these two guys actually like each other, which there's something to be said for Russell Westbrook and James Harden probably having the kind of relationship where they can get after each other and still go out for a beer afterwards. They're not gonna get huffy about it because they've been buddies since high school.
The only thing I would say about that, yes, they've been friends for a long time. They both point out they've been friends since they were 10 years old, both growing up in L.A. The only thing I'll say is we were kind of sold the same thing with Chris Paul and James Harden when Chris Paul got here. Is that, hey, you know, Chris is a guy who's been an all-star for a decade in this league, and that's a guy that James respects. You know, unlike all the guys that James was playing with the year before Chris Paul got here, which, you know, James likes them, but none of them are at his level. Unlike Dwight Howard, who star power-wise, when they signed him, was probably at James Harden's level, but not nearly the player. And certainly, in the eyes of people who were on Harden's side in that whole thing, and I think factually as well, Dwight Howard, not the professional that James Harden is. Dwight's been kind of exposed for being a bit of a goofball.
Yeah.
All of those things. With Chris Paul, hey, James has the ultimate respect for Chris Paul, and he may respect Chris Paul, but ultimately that didn't translate into something where that relationship, as it turns out, had a shelf life. We're being sold a relationship now with Westbrook and Harden where there is no shelf life. These two go back to when they were both prepubescent, playing together in you know, whatever leagues they played in at 10 years old in L.A., they can get after each other and then put their weapons down 5 minutes later. And like you said, go have a glass of wine or an energy drink somewhere.
I guess the question would be, it seemed like Westbrook and Durant probably had that same relationship too. And it never actually worked out on the basketball court. Ultimately, they came really, really close. I'm not going to sit here and act like they weren't a good team or anything.
Yeah.
But there were always there was always still that little bit of disconnect on who's taking the last
shot.
Big
time, yeah.
What's the flow at the end of the game? And I think you worry about the same thing now.
Remember when Kevin Durant won the MVP in 2014, he went out of his way during his acceptance speech. You remember the acceptance speech, the one where he said his mom, you're the real MVP,
yeah,
famously?
Yeah.
If you go back and watch that speech, he spent 2 minutes talking, you know, in what was about a 10-minute speech, talking about Russ and how nobody understands our relationship that we have, and they're both crying, they got tears streaming down their face over the whole thing. And then ultimately, like 2 years later, Durant's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to Golden State. They won 73 games last year. This seems easier.
So
was the Rockets, the same year? Was that after he won the MVP?
It was 2 years
after. 2 years later.
Two years later, yeah. So the article that Kelly Iko did is a good one, and that it gets me excited about the Rockets, not just for this season, but that they're not going to be dealing with the drama that a lot of NBA teams deal with every offseason, which is our star player wants out, our star player isn't under contract, he's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
They've got these guys locked up for an organization that guys like playing for, despite what some will spread out there, the rhetoric that gets spread out there. You got a guy like Austin Rivers, who's a minimum salary guy on this team full of high salary guys. He's like, this is my favorite place I've ever played before. So I think guys like playing here. I think they know with James Harden on this team and now Russell Westbrook, they're going to be competing at the highest level for the next few years. Times are good in Rocket Land.
I wonder if there's almost some argument to be made that as Russell Westbrook ages, a lot of people wonder how well he'll age, because extreme athleticism doesn't tend, if your game is based on that, it doesn't tend to age too well. It's usually you lose a little, all of a sudden you lose a lot. I almost wonder with Russell Westbrook if it might end up being good for his overall team game. If all of a sudden coming to terms with his limitations as he gets older.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to change his game a little bit, and maybe some of those issues that plagued him earlier in his career, which have gotten better. He's gotten better at sharing the ball for the most part. You know, he's still not the ideal guy at the end of the game that you want. But I wonder if maybe as he's aging now, that becomes a little bit easier of the transition with James Harden.
Yeah.
That it'll be easier for him to defer sometimes.
I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. Harden's game is going to age better than Russell Westbrook's
game.
I've come to grips with that. It illustrates in Kelly's article, it mentions, and Daryl Morey's quoted several times in here, that we're entering the danger zone with both of these guys. That was the one sobering thing in the article about this window that they've created, Seth, is that 30 to 34... Age 30 to 34 is that's the window where guys who are at that level of player that Westbrook and Harden are, that play that position, this is where, somewhere in that window is where you start to see the chipping away.
Yeah.
Harden is still an ascending player. Statistically, I think just the eye test, he's still ascending. I think Russell's probably leveled off, but he's at a level that's very, very high. But with both guys, they're now in their 30s, so we're getting into that zone age-wise where you just don't know. Man, Michael Jordan won a title when he was 35. Dwayne Wade started to fall off when he was 31. You just don't know. So that's the unknown that we're dealing with here.
So the question is, who's got the longest window in
Houston? Reading this article got me thinking, as I do when I read any article like this, like, man, we're really lucky right now in this town because we've got all three of the major teams in this town are all in go-for-it mode. Like, the Texans have officially joined the Rockets and Astros in go-for-it mode. Now, you could argue that maybe they're going for it at the expense. Maybe they're unknowingly engaging in self-mutilation while they're going for it. They're doing this in a way that's probably not, that may not be the healthiest way long-term. But there's no doubt that we have three teams that feel like they can win a championship right now. And, yeah, that's what I got to thinking. Like, whose window of the Astros, the Rockets, and the Texans, if you had to rank the windows of these three teams in terms of your confidence that they can win a championship, how would you rank them?
Okay, well, the Astros, obviously, because they might do it in a month from now.
Yep.
So the Astros, the Rockets have a shorter duration. The question with the Texans would be, football flat out, I've pretty much discounted the notion of windows in football, because what it comes down to is how good is your quarterback. If you have a really good quarterback, your window is a decade to 15 years.
Your window's as long as he's playing well.
You know, how long has the Green Bay Packers championship window been?
Ever since Brett Favre got there.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But ever since Brett Favre got there, I think that Andrew Luck, for the most part, they were so close. If Andrew Luck were still at his peak and were still playing, any given year, there were a couple players or a couple tweaks away from being a really, really good team. So I think the window's wide open. So with the Texans becomes a question of, all right, how good is Deshaun Watson, and is he going to stay healthy all that long? And those are two big question marks. We're still not exactly sure how good of an NFL quarterback he is, and if and how he's going to stay healthy. So I would say by far, I would say the Astros and the Rockets are way out ahead right now because I'm still waiting to find out exactly if the Texans are entering a championship window. I don't think they're in it right now.
Yeah. I think the thing that changes the calculus with the Rockets for me, Seth, is that Golden State, through attrition and injury, is now a normal mortal team again. The Rockets are now operating in an ecosystem where you're not chasing one historic team, which was really hard to do, and they did the best at it.
Yeah,
aside from the two teams that beat them in the finals, obviously Cleveland and Toronto last year, and the Toronto one they were not dealing with a full strength Warriors. But of the full strength KD, Steph, Clay, Draymond Warriors, the Rockets gave them the best run, and still they didn't make an NBA Finals. Now you're operating. There are more teams that feel like they have a chance to win it, but the ceiling, the best teams, the top win total in Vegas right now for a team in the NBA, if you want to bet over-unders on win totals, I think is the Clippers at 54.5.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an idea, the last couple of years, the Golden State Warriors have routinely been in the low 60s as far as their win total. So you're not dealing with it. You're not dealing with any teams that feel like they're immortal or unvanquishable.
It was almost, you know what this was? This is the difference between the Cold War and modern times, where it was kind of nice back in the day when you could just focus on the Soviets and say, oh, okay, it's the Soviets and it's us. And then everybody else kind of falls under the umbrella of those two superpowers.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden it's mayhem. You gotta worry about everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
Like when you had one evil person to worry, one evil entity, then you could organize the world and everybody was kind of held at bay because they were beholden to their superpower.
Right, right.
Now it's all every man for him damn self.
Everybody's using the mid-level exception on nuclear weapons.
I used to be able to sprinkle an idea, oh, that I need this country to behave. Here, have some anti-aircraft missiles. There you go.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, okay. Here you go, Hussein. We're cool. So, but no longer.
No.
Likewise,
they might use them.
Now it's mayhem in the NBA where there are no superpowers and you don't know who to focus on.
It is.
I don't know who's going to be my ouster. I don't know who's lurking in the shadows to come assassinate me in the playoffs.
That's right.
It's more stressful, but it's more fun, I think.
Who is North Korea?
Yeah, exactly.
In the NBA.
What the hell did I really think I was going to be worried about China? 20 years ago, China.
Denver Nuggets. That's North Korea. Kim Jong-Jokic. We know the Astros are out in front of those two. If you had to put your hard-earned dollar on winning a championship, not just in the next couple years, but say the next 10 years, because that's the window with Deshaun Watson. Yeah, granted, who's going to be keeping track of these things over the next 10 years? Let's pretend, though, that you got to pay up at the end of the 10 years. Who would you pick, the Texans or the Rockets?
Rockets.
Yeah.
I'd do the Rockets. Because they're built to be able to win a championship right now. And I think the Texans just, they're not right there right now.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm vastly underestimating them. I don't see it right this moment.
Football is the more variable sport of the two just because it's a one and done postseason. You have a good day and you're moving on. You know, we've seen 9-7. We've seen 9-7 teams win a Super Bowl, get to a Super Bowl. The equivalent of that in the NBA is a team that wins like 44 games. Those teams never make the NBA final. Haven't since the Rockets did back in the mid-90s.
This is what would change my mind about the Texans this season in terms of actually having a shot this season. Well, for one, it's already happened. We have a bunch of quarterback injuries. The league has gotten weakened.
Yes.
But two would be, if the offensive line actually builds on what they did against Jacksonville, I will be extremely enthusiastic about that because they played, despite the four sacks, all of which weren't their fault, the offensive line's fault, but also there were some pressures that were the offensive line's fault. I think that if they can build on what they did versus Jacksonville, that's a really good sign. They did some things in that game on a positive side that I haven't seen out of them maybe in the last several years, so I was excited about that.
Very much so. Is Deshaun Watson too good under pressure for his own good? We'll explain. What?
Also, the tickets for Wade Smith's poker event tomorrow night. It's going to be a really, really good time. It's at the Astoria Hotel, big black tie event. The tickets start at $750 to sit at the 610 table with Landry and myself. So we're going to start off auctioning and we'll finish the bidding at 8 o'clock. $500 for two tickets. So you get VIP access. And you might be the only one. We kind of sprung this on you, so there's a really good chance if you get in right now, you're the only bid. So $500 will start off the bidding. You get VIP access. You sit at the table. Yeah, there's a prize if you knock me out of the table. So then there's a cash incentive there, too.
832-430-2WIN. 832-430-2WIN. You got till 8 o'clock to win that. $500 to bid right now for a pair of seats at the 610 poker table with Seth and Landry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.